Chapter 60. Above, Lamashtu continued to increase in size. She floated above us like some sort of nightmare blimp. Her lumpy, amorphous body was a combination of the Shrill and Kolo Kolo, the rat slug kaiju. She was not covered in eyes and mouths like the Shrill, but she had the same sort of blob-like feel to her form. But as we watched, she stopped rising, and then she began to descend. Four trunk-like brontosaurus legs emerged under her bulk. Talons emerged, and then the legs took on a distinctly avian appearance. Her skin seemed to shrink-wrap upon itself, the gas letting out, causing her true form to take place.
She's not normally going to fly.
She'd, thankfully, moved over, so she wasn't going to land directly on top of us. She descended one street over, landing on one of the Shrill's old paths of destruction. We rushed outside, passing the hags who continued to chant. The door guard Drivet had survived the collapse of the outer walls and stood in the parking lot, staring. Lamashtu's spokesperson hag followed us outside. The Hell Guardian's true form was a chimera of sorts. Her final head was a half lioness, half donkey with absurdly long ears. Her body was cat-like, reminding me more of the sleekness of Avanik than the power of Bast. Her four legs were feathered, taloned, powerful, and long. She would stand higher than Bast or Avanik. She did not have wings. Where Bast had mighty tentacles erupting from her back, Lamashtu had snakes. These were not nearly as long, but she had a heck of a lot more of them. Hundreds of 30-foot-long biting serpents writhed about the Hell Guardian's back. As Lamashtu descended behind a row of buildings, I caught sight of her bulging and swelling belly. Banksy.
Father, the world rumbles. What is happening up there?
Duke. My man, you do not want to know. Stay ready in case I need you. I turned to the cellar hag, who had come to stand next to us. In the bright of day, her black cloak still drank the light, giving her the appearance that she was black and white while everything else burst in color. The hag quivered, and electric sparks shot off her body irregularly. The key. From this angle, we could now only see the top half of Lamashtu. She had finally stopped growing. She had become enormous, at least 1,500 feet long, bigger than Bast, almost as wide as the Shrill. Cellar hags streamed out into the open, filling the parking lot and the streets around the arena. They started a new chant. I exchanged a look with a Drivet. Even he looked freaked out.
Patience, human. Miftah will slash open the rift soon, allowing passage for your kind.
Miftah? What the hell is a Miftah? Is that the baby? The key?
Miftah is much more than just the key. He is the true-born son of Zagan and Lamashtu. He is the bearer of annihilation, the harbinger of the apocalypse, the end of joy, and the slayer of hope. He is the end of all. And now he has a form. Soon, all who oppose the inevitability of him will know nothing but an eternity of sorrow and the gnashing of teeth.
He sounds nice.
Miftah leaped into the parking lot. The house-sized ball of flesh splattered a dozen cellar hags. Concrete shattered, blasting in every direction. The other hags didn't notice or didn't care. A collective groan filled the parking lot. Luckily, Nipper was on the other side of the lot and hadn't been smushed. I looked up in awe at the baby kaiju. Miftah was a hairy, flesh-colored ball, about 50 feet in diameter. A single, thin eye stalk pushed out from the ball's side, curving upward. The flesh-colored stalk reminded me of a giraffe neck, but with a round, beach-umbrella-sized eye blinking down at us in confusion. A single, gummy mouth opened and closed at the very top of the creature. The creature hopped in the air and crashed down again, smashing more cellar hags. The red, flaming name appeared over the demon. He did not have a crown.
Lifter, Infinite Stage, has no rank in the demonic hierarchy, has no sigil, and as such may not be evoked. The child of the Shrill and Queen Lamashtu, Lifter's only purpose is to devour all existence, creating a universe of never-ending pain for all who dare oppose him. Has the ability to cast Rend Dimension. Additional abilities appear as Lifter ages. Has two forms, a donkey foal or a minor Hell Guardian.
Mifta bounced, sailing over our heads and smashing into the shattered arena. He bounced again, going deeper into the city. Lamashtu remained in her spot. The two kaiju's screams were so loud I took a small amount of damage. The remaining cellar hags followed the bouncing baby kaiju, raising their hands in adoration. As they followed, their cloaks disappeared, leaving them as pale, naked forms rushing through the street. Some galloped away on all fours, while others hobbled forward on 2 feet. Only the one cellar hag remained.
Your dealings with Lamashtu are over. Worry not. Our deal is not forgotten. Give him a day to explore his physical form. Then Lamashtu will gather him up and take him home. As the light fades tomorrow evening, our new empire will proceed to the rift and rip it apart. He's the key you have been promised. This will allow travel from both directions.
How is he going to get there? I looked south. There are many of my guardians securing the passage. The hag's cloak faded, revealing the naked form and pale skin of the ancient witch. She stood to her full height. The pendulous breasts of the giantess hung down to her knees, and they dripped black milk similar to that of their queen. Her black, bulbous eyes fixed on mine as a wide, toothy grin crossed her face. That grin. Jesus. The moment I saw it, I knew we were fucked. I knew we'd made a terrible mistake.
By this time tomorrow, no guardian will be able to stop Mifta's passage.
You have just survived a deep dive into Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon Episode 9, The Conception. Written by Matt Dinneman. Featuring Gary Francis Furlong as an onion, Andrea Parsnow as Banksy and Witches, Annie Ellicott as Witches, and Dory Sachs as Clara. Music by Aaron J. Morton. Sound design, editing, and mastering by Ahmed Mahmoud. Additional sound effects by Richard Smith and Agustin Jacob. Narrated and directed by Jeff Hayes. Want more Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon? Join our newsletter at soundbooththeater.com and stay up to date on the next episode, releasing every last Thursday of the month. Can't wait for a month for the whole story? You can find Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon on Kindle by searching Amazon. Can't get enough of the Matt Dinneman and Jeff Hayes team? Check out Dungeon Crawler Carl on Audible. Looking for more game-lit and lit RPG audio? Check out the fantastic communities out there and Facebook groups, including the Gamelit Society, Lit RPG Books, and the Lit RPG Forum. Or, if Reddit is more your style, check out r/LitRPG. Text copyright 2019 by Matt Dinneman. Production copyright 2021 by Sound Booth Theatre. A Sound Booth Theatre production.